Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Sunday is World Drowning Prevention Day. Met Aaron predicted some areas will jump into the 30s as the summer sun continues to shine, and people have been flocking to the beaches and the lakes across the country as a result. And so Water Safety Ireland has reminded the public to remain vigilant while swimming in open water. And I could tell you now that I know for, I can tell you for example, my own brother, 24 years of age, he fell into a canal and drowned. And a lot of people today will have little paddling pools in their gardens for the little kids, little small 2 and 3 year olds. Great, they love a bit of water. They love the hose being sprayed on them, all that kind of stuff. Please, please be careful. I'm going to talk to Roger Sweeney, who's the Deputy CEO of Water Safety Ireland. Good afternoon to you, Roger.
Nice, lovely to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you. Water, nobody more than me knows how dangerous water can be. My own brother, 24 years of age, died, drowned in a canal. You know, go back 30 years ago. But water can be so dangerous. I think we underestimate it.
Certainly do. And Niall, there are 115 other families like yourself that suffer a similar tragedy every year. And I take a 10-year average when I say that because, you know, some days like today, certainly I'm talking to you from Galway. It's beautiful. I can only imagine it's usually twice as nice where you are. These lives are devastated. Mm-hmm. You know, the families are devastated. And we had the lowest number of drownings last year, but that doesn't take away. We had 76 drownings, by the way, last year. We usually have about 115 every year.
And you're saying that's a low number. And here's the thing, by the
way. It is. It's the lowest since for 85 years, by the way, Niall.
But, we've 150 people roughly die every year in road traffic accidents, right? And we talk about that a lot. But we don't. And we talk about road safety and how to prevent those, but we don't hear too much about people drowning. And sadly, of course, two people drowned in separate incidents in Cavan and Leitrim in the last few days as well. So, I mean, we need to talk about it more and why it's happening. And, you know, is it just that we're a bit foolhardy when it comes to water? We get a bit excited when the sun comes out and we run straight into the beach or we get onto our little bodyboard and we swim out too far. I mean, what are the main causes of those drownings?
Do you know, it's funny you should say that because, you know, we do tend to react, you know, very quickly and just get out there. But you mentioned road accidents. We're quite comparable, really. It is a serious public health issue. But, you know, we good weather comes. We tend to be lulled into some false sense of security. And I know that's an opinion, Niall. But still, you know, we often see people overestimating their own ability and at the same time underestimating the risk. And when you analyse the drownings, you know, and there's been 1,150 over the last 10 years, you see instances where, you know, people do overestimate their ability, underestimate the risks. There's alcohol involved in about a third of them. But let's just leave that aside for a minute. Mm-hmm. And then you start looking at the contributory factors. And certainly, often it's poor or inadequate equipment, right? Yeah. If we're talking about boating and so on. But I think my instinct is that most of your listeners are thinking about swimming and the hot weather and getting into the water. So, you know, alcohol consumption is a part of that. Falling unexpectedly into the water is a contributory factor. And don't forget, too, the air is warm, but the water's always cooler. Now, some of your listeners will say, God, it's roasting where I am. But overall, you know, you shouldn't take extended swims, Niall, because the water is cooler. And what happens? Your muscles cool down. And once your muscles cool down, it's more difficult to swim. They don't have the heat to.
And what's the age group? Is there a commonality in, you know, the age of people that tend to drown? Or is it young people, old people? I mean, what is
it? I'm often asked, I say, oh, Roger, is it the reckless teenager? You know, is it the person who's out here and having a few drinks and then they go crazy and they're all teenagers?
Yeah.
Well, if you looked at the 76 that drowned last year, for example, only, and I say only now loosely, I don't mean only, but just in comparable to the figures, 5 people drowned under 30 years of age.
Right,
now,
okay.
Then you start getting into something like what's going on in terms of 10 people drowned aged 30 to 39? Right, and then even more drowned, 17 drowned aged 40 to 49, and 15 drowned aged 50 to 59. So you expect those people at that age, overall now, and it's no reflection on the people themselves, but you expect people to have, for example, an appreciation of the dangers or...
is it because we get older and we have an inability to fight back, so to speak, or an inability to know what to do when we fall in? Maybe a young person would have the wherewithal or a little bit more of the wherewithal.
Do you know, Niall, like I'd like to say yes, that that could be the case, but you know, it doesn't matter what age you are. If you're in the water, the water's going to cool your muscles no matter. And if you're a child, and 30 children drowned in 10 years, aged 14 and under, if you're a child, your muscles are going to cool even quicker. So, you know, look, overall, we're asking people, you know, your listeners, swim within your depth, stay within your depth. You know, for a lot of people, this is their first swim, believe it or not. Right, yeah, a lot of people are open water swimmers year round, but you know,
a lot of us are not used to the sea. By the way, people are used to the safety of a swimming pool, where you know exactly how deep it is, you can touch the bottom, etc., etc., and you know where the deep end is. But with the sea, depending on what beach you go to, it can get deep very quickly, and you're out of your depth in seconds.
Yes, and we're asking people, you know, if you're going to go in, make sure it's shallow shelving. Now, that sounds strange to a few people. Of course it will. You know, shallow shelving, what's he on about? I'm just talking about an area that just, you go in shallow. It just shelves shallow. So, and at the time, you're splashing your water, you're acclimatizing your body to the cooler water. It's cooler than the air.
Yeah.
And, you know, so ease yourself into it. And, of course, nobody's had swimming lessons for 15 months. So, you know, when I say people overestimate their ability, you mentioned a pool a minute ago, they may be proficient swimmers in a nice swimming pool during the autumn and so on, but come out into open water, you're dealing with underwater hazards, you're dealing with a current, you're dealing with rip currents, you're dealing with the hazards that you may not know are there. You may get in one place, go 10 feet further down in the slightest current, and you may not be able to get out. So just analyse the area you're going in. And when you're at Lifeguard at Waterways, and by the way, they're all listed on watersafety.ie. If people get that into their heads, watersafety.ie/lifeguards, you'll get every lifeguard at Waterways, because we train them all around the country. And, you know, you can swim in those areas. And if they're not, realistically, not everybody's going to get to a lifeguard at Waterways. And what we've noticed as well, is actually due to COVID, is when people get to Lifeguard at Waterways and they want to swim between the flags and they find that it's quite crowded, we ask people to hang around if it's crowded and just go for a walk or something. But what people are tending to do is they're going off to places that are unfamiliar, and that's where these risks are more present.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So and by the way, the lifeguards are not babysitters, Niall. I'm getting reports of people arriving with children, and every year lifeguards find hundreds of lost children. Very young lost children beside water. So just asking.
And I see, I don't get this. I was very overprotective of my children when they were younger, and I wouldn't take my eyes off them for a second. And I'm not making myself out to be a goody-goody parent or anything like that. But what I don't get is I often see kids, you know, don't get me wrong, people get excited, particularly on holidays. They're off to Spain or whatever it is. And I know a lot of people are excited that they might be getting away now over the next few weeks. And they lie on this Spanish beach that they're not even familiar with. It's not like Dolly Mount where you're kind of familiar with it. They lie on the Spanish beach and they put the towel down and they're lying there and they close their eyes. And little Johnny, who's 3 years of age, he's in the little 2 foot of water there and he's splashing away. But within minutes, if you take your eye off him, and he's gone.
Minutes, as I said, 30 children. And you know, the Irish equivalent right now, as we speak, lifeguards are telling me all week long, it's the phones. They can't see them in the sun. They're trying to see them. They're distracted. They may be a teenager who the responsible adult minding children. The children are walking away or else they're heading up to get an ice cream cone. Ah, it's only going to take me 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they're leaving two or three children alone. And, you know, so look.
And then there's the more domestic stuff as well, you know, where, you know, somebody leaves a baby in a bath, or you leave a baby at a back garden, a little paddling pool, you just run to answer the door. It's only 2 inches of water, but it doesn't matter. They can drown.
You spoke so eloquently, Amanda. I thought she was so eloquent, which Amanda Cambridge, who lost poor Avery Green. And
that's right, I spoke to her a few weeks ago.
She would be glad that and you spoke about your brother at the time as well. And I listened to that. And, you know, Amanda has been a wonderful ambassador, really, for a primary school resource that we created in Water Safety Ireland and distributed to 4,200 creches. So they're all doing stuff, getting great cartoons back and paintings. But you know what? You mentioned World Drowning Prevention Day. It's on Sunday. Amanda is going down to Cork City Fire Brigade on Anglesey Road to light up in blue. They're going to light up in blue with Amanda and her friends, just to acknowledge it. Lots of people are putting a blue face paint, a little stripe across their cheek, putting it on Water Safety Ireland's Facebook page. We have about 100 swim caps, the branded limited edition swim caps that we're giving away as a result. Cork County Council, they're lighting up the 17th floor on Sunday night in honour of World Drowning Prevention Day. Crosshaven House is doing it. All sorts of landmarks around.
And just to remind people, of course, who didn't hear that interview with Amanda, Amanda lost her little son when she was away on holidays. And again, it was just minutes. He had got out of the apartment, I remember she told me, and went downstairs. She didn't even realise he was gone from the apartment. And in minutes, he was sadly floating in the pool, never to be seen again.
Yes. Sadly. And so easy happen, so easy happen. But, you know, and we're talking a lot about coastal. Just if people can just remember, don't take your eye off the ball when you go inland as well. A river or canal, 60%, vast majority of drownings happen inland. And it's colder as well. It's cooler, you know. So
there are a lot of places, I didn't know this, because I was actually in Blessington Lakes there going back a few days ago. And I was just sitting there, you know, there's like, they have these little man-made beaches. And I was just sitting there and the Coast Guard or whatever they are, the maintenance people come out on their little dinghy, basically stopping people from getting in the water. I didn't know you're not allowed to swim. I wasn't doing it myself, but I seen other families there that were doing it, that were swimming in the water. And I didn't know you're not allowed to swim in the water in Blessington Lakes.
Yes, and that goes for, you know, places like Ballyshannon and other, you know, ESB facilities as well. So, you know, people tend to go off to a river and, you know, there are issues of compromised riverbanks and all that business. So, you know, always check locally. Look for a traditional, safe bathing place. And by the way, you know, a lot of people, I'm getting reports, so can I just mention something very quick? People don't know about the lifeguard flags. So when they get there, you know, if there's a red and yellow flag flying, that means that the lifeguards are on duty, swim between those flags. If there's a red flag flying, the lifeguard is still on duty, but has decided that it's too unsafe, maybe a rip current or dangerous situations. And if there's no flag flying, it means there's no lifeguard. So don't just think there's a lifeguard there. Don't presume it. And by the way, if you see somebody in difficulty, just remember three things. ABC, shout to the casualty and encourage them to shore. That's often all it takes to orientate them back. Reach out with something, a long object, a branch or a... I was talking to a 10-year-old girl who used a hurley to save her 8-year-old boy from drowning. We gave her a Seiko Just in Time award. So shout to the casualty, reach out with something long because you shouldn't get in the water yourself. And finally, throw a ring buoy. You see the ring buoys around the country.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unfortunately, in the same breath, I'm getting calls about the rope being used as clothesline, for God's sake.
Right.
So, you know, we're asking people, look...
Okay, but the most important thing is don't jump in beside them.
Do not get in, no, because unless you're a trained lifesaver, unless you've done the courses with Water Safety Ireland, you won't have the life-saving skills. So please throw a ring buoy or anything that floats.
Because I don't know, it's never happened to me, but I believe if you get in and somebody's panicking in the water and drowning and you get in and try to save them, the first thing they'll do is grab you and then you're in trouble.
You are the rock that they'll want to stand on. So call 112 and ask for the Coast Guard. And as you do that, shout to them, reach out with something or throw a ring buoy. So that's why it's so important. If you can't get to a lifeguard at Waterway, swim in a place that has a ring buoy available so you can help somebody in trouble.
Absolutely. Listen, it's great advice. And I'm sure there's great advice available too on the website as well. Listen, thank you very much indeed, Roger Sweeney, Deputy CEO of Water Safety Ireland. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Niall. Have a great summer.
And be safe if you're out swimming. Be safe. Please be safe out there. So many people, by the way, you know, they see the summer sun. They want to get out there. And I get that. You know, I really do get that. It's exciting to be in water. It's lovely. It's refreshing as well to get down there and, you know, just jump into the sea. Everybody wants to do it, don't they? Or a pool or whatever it is. Or even your paddling pool, like Ashley, who was on earlier on. Everybody just wants to do that. They want to get out there and do it. Well, if you are going to do it, please, please be careful. All right, just do it safely. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. And you can give us a call. Now, I do want to speak to somebody in a second. Oh, yes, Tom. Sorry, Tom, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Tom?
Right, how you doing?
Good. Tom, now, you got into a bit of difficulty in Kiltealy Pier in County Limerick.
Yeah.
So explain to me what happened and what you were doing there in the first place.
Well, it's a great pier. There's a lot of people go out there, and there is two lifeguards on duty there at all times.
Right.
So I went down. The best time to go in is at high tide.
Yeah.
I had actually met the lifeguard before I went in for a swim, and I said, "Well, the best part to dive in." He said, "Keep in there to the left." He said, "Dive in there, no problem." I said, "What about the front?" He goes, "No, just don't dive in there. There's a bit of a rip there. Just don't go in." I said, "Perfect."
Yeah.
So I dived in anyway, and swam away, enjoyed it for a few minutes. And then I decided, you know, something, I'm going to swim around the pier.
Okay.
You know, so it's about 40 feet of width.
Yeah.
I thought this is nothing to me. But I found out fairly quickly, like, you know.
So you overestimated your own ability, so to speak, yeah.
Absolutely, 100%, yeah, 100%.
And how deep would the water be there?
With the high tide, it was about 4 metres.
Right, okay.
There was absolutely nothing to grip onto along the pier, and the bottom, the ground is quicksand.
Right, okay.
So I was swimming across. I thought I was doing fine.
What were the waves like?
No, it was calm.
It was calm enough, okay.
It looked perfectly calm. Now, he did say there was a rip there, but I pushed it off like, okay, no, it's a bit of a corner, what about it?
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, like, this isn't given the length of a pool. So I swam away, and when I estimated this, I should be there, I looked up and I wasn't even halfway there.
And then you get to a point, what they call the point of no return, which means it's further to go back than it is to keep going.
Exactly, yeah. I got about 3/4 way, then I looked up, I said, okay, I haven't far to go, but I had so much energy bunk now, I was like, okay, get along this corner now as quick as you can. But as I was getting the last bit, when I put my head up to take a breath, I could see the lifeguard was only a few feet away from me on his board.
Okay.
So I actually got to the corner where I could actually see around, but I could not get around the corner. I said I'm going to stop and tread the water for a minute and take a breath, but the current was so strong, like it was. I had to kind of keep swimming just to stay where I was.
Oh. So you were kind of swimming on the spot against the current, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
So the lifeguard came on, he was grabbing onto the board, and I did. And
You were lucky.
I was unbelievably lucky. I mean, so I tried to get my breath back in, but the current was taking both of us away from the pier, so I had to jump up on the board, and we couldn't get around. We had to go back the whole way back around again to where I started. I suppose...
You're a lucky man to be talking to you today on the radio, really, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm 100% loyal. I mean, and that's why I emailed you today, because I had about 2 people that joined yesterday. I kind of went, okay, we hear about this, but we don't hear about the close calls too much.
Well, look, I'm delighted he was there with his board to save you, because if it hadn't been for him, we'd be talking about your funeral today.
Oh, absolutely. I've no doubt about it. I reflected on it after, like, and I was panicking. About 3/4 way, I panicked.
And see, here's the thing, Tom. You're a good swimmer. You sound like you're a good swimmer. You had plenty of energy. You're a fit man. You knew what you were doing, but you just didn't expect the rip current to take you out. And nobody does. You know, everybody thinks, oh, that looks fine. The water looks calm. It looks grand. Sure, I'm well able for that. So that's no bigger than me local pool. You know, I'll swim from one harbour to the other or whatever. And you think you can do it. And you get halfway across and you realise, I'm in trouble now.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you said about the point of no return, like, you know, I just keep going.
I did it myself in Balbriggan. There's two piers in Balbriggan, and myself and my friends used to swim from one to the other. And we always talked about the point of no return, which was when you got about a little bit past halfway and you felt you basically had no choice. You had to continue because there was no point in going back. It was further.
So,
exactly. When I look back at it now, I was about 16. It was the most irresponsible thing in the world to do. You know what I mean? But thankfully, I'm still here too, and thankfully you're still here, Tom, with the help of a lifeguard who saved your life.
I'm lucky. It's a few years since I was 16, I tell you, I'm very lucky.
Yeah. And I'm sure when you go out now in future to Kildeely, you'll think twice about jumping in there, will you?
Well, I mean, when I got my composure back, I got my breath back after, and I dived in again at the safe spot, and I stayed around for a few minutes when I came out.
Yeah.
But I had no intention whatsoever of...
No. I'm trying to swim from one pier to the other again.
Exactly, yeah. So I think it's just important that people understand that, like, you know.
Yeah.
And your last caller was talking about, and you mentioned it about the difference. I was used to swimming in the pool.
Yeah.
It's completely different.
Oh, well, there's no current in a pool. You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
And you don't see, the thing about a rip current is you don't see it. Exactly. You know what I mean? You can't actually see it on top of the water. You can. It's under the water, so you don't see it. So the top half of the water is nice and still. But about 2 foot under that, the water is moving constantly.
Exactly.
And you just don't see it. Listen, I'm glad you're here with us today, and I'm glad you're talking to me today, but it's great advice for anybody else listening who thinks they know it all and thinks they're, you know, a good swimmer and thinks they're safe. You're not always safe, and just be so careful what you're doing. Water is so dangerous. Listen, thank you very much indeed, Tom.
Thank you, mate. Thank you.
All right, there you go. Good advice. Tom, thankfully, still with us today. He might not have been if it hadn't been for a lifeguard, and he's a good swimmer. And he actually picked a nice calm part of the water on a nice calm day in what he thought was a reasonably safe spot. And look what happened. And you heard Water Safety Ireland. Age doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter what age you are. You can be old and mature and wise and still make a mistake like Tom. I'm not suggesting Tom is old, but he certainly sounds wise and mature. So it doesn't matter the age you're at. But the difference between being an adult and being a child is you're personally responsible as an adult. As a child, you're responsible for them. And I say to you, think of not just the obvious stuff. The obvious stuff is what happened to Tom. The less obvious things or leaving little Mary or Johnny, 3 years of age, sitting in a paddling pool at the back garden while you answer the phone, while you're looking on Facebook, while you answer the doorbell, while you make a cup of tea. It's only 2 minutes. It only takes a minute to drown. And you can drown in 2 inches of water. So I know a lot of people are running out today to buy paddling pools for their kids. Please, over the weekend, be careful. Just be really, really careful with them. They are so dangerous. I'm not saying don't do it. It's a wonderful experience for a child. Children love water. I am my own daughter. I used to spray her with a hose constantly all the time. She loved being soaking wet. I used to just keep constantly spraying her with the hose on the hot summer days. And every child loves water. Well, most of them do anyway. And the other most important thing is, and from my own experience, my brother dying, who didn't know how to swim. Not that it probably would have mattered much. It was 3 days before Christmas and it was probably the coldest night of the year when he fell into the canal. He probably died of a heart attack anyway. But learn to swim. It's the most important thing you'll ever learn in your life. Because you never know when you need it. You'll never know when you fall into a river. You'll never know when you fall into the sea or when you get out of your depth in the sea. Learn to swim and teach your children to swim. And the best time to teach your children to swim is when they're very young. 2-3 years of age. They will naturally take to swimming. If you wait till they're 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 years of age, it's much more difficult. When they're 2 or 3 years of age, as soon as they take their first step, they should be able to swim. Teach them to swim. Bring them down to your local pool. Get one-to-one lessons if you have to. It's so important.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.